We need each other.
That's facts.
I need my sisters. I need my brothers out here.
A coward dies a thousand deaths, and for all the bootlickers, may you die 1,001.
The place for the realest conversations.
Tori, you want all the action? Or you want all the smoke? Oh, just,
I'm with all that smoke too, man.
I didn't see Ron Johnson. He trash. Chisholm is trash. How the hell are you here to help us and your kids are dying in the street?
I understand that this is Milwaukee and everybody believe that if someone say something, it's snitching. It's not.
I don't care if it's the pastor. If you see the pastor acting right, you check that fool. Where's the results?
Talking topics that need to be highlighted and discussed in our communities.
Would you trade places with a black person?
Sure, no, I would not.
Have you ever said the N-word? Come on, be the truth. We on the truth.
Unfiltered and unfazed, this is the Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
The reason I believe that racism is getting worse is because whites know that they will be outnumbered in about 20, 21 years. They're going to be outnumbered.
Hey, Tori, man. How are you doing, brother? I'm actually from India. We brown people can totally relate with you. And sometimes it's like, did that just happen to me?
We have to not let the government mind F us either.
That cop ain't never been brought to the public because he ain't normal, and he may not even exist no more.
Say no more. Release the video.
You know, you keep on doing what you're doing, man. You're going to take over this talk radio, man. Just keep on focusing on what you're focusing on. I wish you a lot of love.
God bless you, brother.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio in Milwaukee, here is Tori Lowe.
White people are going crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand yeah. up, yeah. stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the it's truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope, yeah. Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tori Lowe, Tori Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue, and I'm here for the action.
And none but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The movement continues.
The marathon continues.
How you doing, DJ Brother Z?
It's Monday.
And how y'all doing out there in Radio Land, Truth Nation? Hey, thank you for joining me this Monday, March 18, 2024. And you know it's Monday, and you know how we get down. We do the Monday prayer. Let's get the miracle minister, Kevin, on the lines. How you doing, Minister Kevin?
I am blessed and highly favored. How you doing, my brother?
Hey, I'm feeling powerful today.
As you should. As you should. Powerful black king supposed to feel powerful each and every day.
Woke up feeling powerful. And, you know, this is around the time of the year that I do my fast in my 40 days.
Oh, Lord.
So here we go. Last year, I got 3 weeks in. I'm going to try to get it all the way in.
The best thing about you fasting for 40 days, if you're not dragging us into it with you. Go ahead, brother. You got my support.
You know, it's the same thing when I walk from Milwaukee to Chicago. I didn't drag nobody in that with me either because I know I didn't want to put no strain on no relationships.
Bruh, I will walk to Chicago with you anytime before I do a 40-day fast with you. I'm just saying. Even if the walk take more than 40 days, I'm down with you.
Oh, wow. I know that to be true. I know that to be true. We walk from Milwaukee to Washington, D.C. together, so I know that to be true.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we did fast all along the way, so I'm good.
Well, you can participate. You could go from like 12 a.m. to 4 p.m.
12 a.m. to 4 a.m. I got you.
4 p.m.
Oh, p.m. Oh, wait a minute. Now.
12 a.m. at night to 4 p.m. in the afternoon.
Right.
You know, you can do a half.
Absolutely. I'll just mess with you. That would be no problem.
Yeah, I mean, but no like problem. I said, this is the time I do it every year. You know, it's not easy, but I try to attempt. And I think last year I didn't make it. I went like 3 weeks and then it was a wrap. I had failed.
What you done. It's all progress still. You know, still progress. And that's the way you get better revelations and everything. That's the way you get to see things more clear. Because, mm-hmm. you know, you are more control over your body. You tell your body what it will not do, when it will do it. And you get more clarity that way. So, I mean, fasting is not just a weight loss kind of thing.
Right.
Fasting gets you more in tune with God, more in tune with yourself. Yes.
Right.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's actually a spiritual thing. We used to do the fasting all the time when I was a deacon in church. And then as I got older and started studying and understanding the spiritual benefits as far as the mental clarity and how that works, I think that it just became a part of my routine.
And that's great. That's what it should be, because we need that in our lives, man. You know, I remember a story where the apostles was trying to cast out a demon to somebody, and they couldn't do it. They like, why couldn't we do it, God? And Jesus said, because this comes out of prayer and fasting.
Right.
Some things you can't just pray about. You got to fast about too.
Mm.
You got to really put your all into it. And I say, if you want to hear from God, you want to see God, you want to be powerful, as you say.
Right.
You got to put the work in. You know, I was saying to church yesterday, a lot of churches, they more have a lot of leaders, the church world have more control than they have power. They seek more control than they exhibit power, because I don't need you to have control over any aspect of my life if you don't demonstrate the power of God in your life.
Mm.
You know, you have to demonstrate that power. And we also talked about it was about a blind man that was born, he was born blind. And Jesus healed him in the synagogue on the Sabbath day. And, of course, these people with control that had no power to heal them himself, but they wanted to be in control. The Pharisees and the Sadducees, they questioned the man, who healed you? And he told them, said, well, you were always blind. Did you see it? Like, no. I was born this way. Then they had got the man's parents questioning them. They kept questioning the man over and over again. Tori, you know how somebody keep asking you the same questions.
Right.
It's generally to set you up.
Right, to see if you change the answer.
Right. It's generally just like with Willis, Fannie Willis out there in Atlanta. You know, they keep asking her the same question over and over again. It's basically to trap you and set
right.
you up for something. Even, you not set me. The parents said, you ain't going to set me up. Ask him. He grown. Ask him. You ain't finna get us. You know, and they kept on asking over and over again. But this blind man was able to see the light, which is Jesus, that healed him.
Mm.
And the people that had eyesight wasn't able to see the light. That's crazy. The blind man can see the light, but the people
who
were
could
there
see.
With sight, yes, couldn't
can't
see, the,
see
light.
The light. Hey, it be like that, you know. And you know, I'll tell you this, you know, when you talk about moving in the spirit or moving with listening to God, and there's instructions, and no matter where you hear principles from God, most of the principles are the same. And a lot of people, they'll try to make God like what they like. Or they'll try to like something and say God did it. Or they'll try to be excited about something and say it's God, you know, when it's really them. You know, and I always
it's
try to tell
time.
People, you got to understand, you got to really understand how the spiritual works, you know, how it doesn't move like the flesh. So I think that people many times overlook certain things in the scriptures. And it doesn't matter where you're getting the scriptures from. If you look at some of the principles, they're all the same, basically.
Yes, it is. It definitely is. They are. But here's the thing, too, Tori. In order, this is not just a religious thing. I know people don't believe in religion,
right.
So they may not even want to hear about
well,
it.
Well, I don't blame
this
them now because
these
people
man.
Acting crazy. The religious people be acting crazy.
But this is so much for even people that's not religious that can learn something from this story.
Right.
Because if I'm trying to tell you something of my side of what's going on, you can't see my side if you're looking at your side. Because you try to find fault. You try to find something that don't fit. Whatever. You have to be blind to what your understanding is to receive what I'm trying to say to you. You can't. Because sometimes your vision, your way of seeing things might mess up what I'm trying to tell you.
You're not open to do no research too, because a lot of things is about getting research in. You don't have to take what I'm saying literally. You can take what I'm saying and go look it up. But how many people actually do research when people say things? You know, especially if it's things that they may not agree with. How many times people say, you know what? Let me look this up. Let me do some digging, and I'll get back to you.
You have to. Especially if you are like in church, you hear somebody preach. Don't just take what they say for granted. Go look it up, see if what they said was right.
Right.
You know, people say, oh, the Bible says to study to show yourself approval. It don't say to read to show yourself approval. I mean, study. Anybody can read, but you got to study some things. You can read your book at your class. You can read your book, but you got to study that thing until you can really get to know it. Otherwise, you've got book knowledge, and you can't do any practical work in the field at all.
I always said,
things fall outside the box. You lost.
I always say there's a difference between a student and a scholar.
Yes, it is.
Hey.
Because, yeah. I mean, you're supposed to be a student until you become a scholar.
Right. But in order to be
and
a scholar,
you, become a scholar,
you have to do the research.
Yes. And you always got to learn. When you become a scholar, you still got to be a student. You never stop being a student.
Right.
Absolutely. So, hey. But like I say, everything is not just religious related. Everything that we talked about that you see in the Bible can always make you a better person if you just get, like you say, the principles of what it's saying. Hey. You know, if you don't ever believe that there's a God, you could still read the Bible and be a better person.
You can only grab the principles and be a better person, because it's about love and understanding self. A lot of the things that go on in the Bible, a lot of principles, it's about building up love within self so you can give it out to others.
Absolutely. And that's the key thing about the Bible. It's all about love. How could you go wrong with love? Even the Bible tells you love your enemies. And it's not that you're being weak. It takes strength to love your enemies. A weak man can hate anybody. It takes strength to love your enemies.
Hey, look.
That builds up your strength.
I'll tell you this.
Love your enemies.
Go right ahead. Go right ahead, Minister Kevin. You're right.
When you love your enemies, that's not making him feel better. He gonna feel worse. Much as I do to him, you still love me, he gonna feel worse.
Well, to me, it say love your enemies even after you put him in the hospital for trying to destroy you. You know. I'm gonna send you a get well soon card. You feel me? You know, I mean, that don't mean that to be a punk be less. Yeah, that don't mean that you have to take abuse or things like that. It just means that you know, it's a loving spirit. Don't mean that you don't have a reprimand if you do something against me. I have a right to defend my family. I have a right to defend my land. You know what I mean? So. It's not like the enemy come and take your land. You just be like, hey, what else you want? You know, you want my wife?
No,
it just means that you praying and you have a good faith. But even when it have to come to confrontation and you have to defend, you still, you know, have that. It's out of love, you know. And sometimes people have to get handled out of love.
I don't understand why people think that loving them is bowing down to them.
Right.
That's not love. You love your kids, but you don't bow down to your kids. You still discipline your kids out of love. But they still go feel the effects of your discipline. So why you think that love is bowing down to them, I don't understand.
Hey.
You go love your kids, but you go lay into them when you have
to. Right. And it's all about teaching and things like that. And sometimes, you know, my granddaddy used to say, I'm going to do it out of love. I'm going to spank you out of love. My grandma used to always say, you know, I don't want to spank you, but I need to make sure that you understand certain things. And you wasn't listening. So maybe I have to take a different approach to you to learn.
I love that terminology that he used, spank, because I hate when black people say whip. Mm-hmm. We had that discussion yesterday in church too. Whipping is a slavehood mentality that we cannot get past. Mm. You know, you constantly want to whip because when the master got mad or disapproved of what you did, he whipped you. And we do the same. We always talk about whip. You could discipline your kids without calling it a whipping, making them feel like a slave. Mm. We get objects that resemble whip. We get a belt, a extension cord, a twig off the tree, whatever, something that resembles a whip. And we said we whip our kids. That's a slavehood mentality. I wish our black people would drop that.
Well, we need to pray for them, Minister Kevin. We got to pray. And I appreciate you for tapping in for the Monday prayer. Truth Nation, I need y'all to come together right now as we get on one accord. Blessings.
Amen. Lord, we know that we are helpless without your guidance. So we need to see and hear from you as we journey through this adventure we call life. But there are obstacles, indecisions, and distractions that draw away from what is right and those things that please you. Sometimes those things are our own selves. But through the silence of self, we can then hear the small, still voice whispering in the wind that tell us that everything will be all right, things will get better, and we can make it through this if we listen to the voice of the Spirit of the living God. So Lord, help us to be deaf so that we may hear, and blind that we may see your light. I speak life more abundantly in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey, anything else you want to say, Minister Kevin?
As always, my brother, stay cool, stay calm, and stay focused.
All right, Truth Nation. When we come back, we'll be joined in the studio by Barker Hall of Famer Tony Smith. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe, bringing you all the action and all the smoke. Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Turn my headphones up. Nothing gonna stop me now. Nothing, baby. I'm here now. We here. It's your world. Yeah. Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one person front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one love, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things his son did, pure like a cup of virgin blood.
101, 7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Joining me in studio is Marquette Hall of Famer Tony Smith in the building.
What up?
How you doing, T. Smith?
Pretty good today, except for this, again, our bipolar weather, bro.
Right.
It's freezing again suddenly.
I saw some, come snow on, man. Flurries.
I did too. All right, but listen, I told somebody that was going to happen. I go, when it was warm, it was in the 60s, I'm like, we're going to get snow again. Watch. Something stupid's going to happen.
When it's always nice and then the next day you see snow flurries, I always say that whoever messing with the weather, they need to be fired.
Right, whoever's got the hand on that button.
Yeah, like, I mean, and you know, we just want some nice weather and a consistent pattern.
Mm-hmm.
But you are, like you said, I think you brought it up the last time. You said that the weather changes don't have anything to do with people getting sick.
No, and Z found some documentation on that. So
DJ Brother Z said that found some audio where somebody was saying that. It's just basically if you run into somebody
old wives' tale.
Yeah.
Don't really do anything.
Man. Yep. Well, my grandma told me the old wives' tale and told me to keep a sweater on.
Yeah. I mean, I always want to stay warm.
Hey, so what's new in your world, T. Smith?
Nothing, man. You know, I'm just over here trying to stay alive. Following Marquette around. You know, that's all I do.
I know. And, you know, I guess at the Pop Culture Report, we're going to have some updates on the Marquette journey.
Yeah, we'll get into some of that little bracket action.
And then we got March Madness coming up.
Yeah.
And we got the bracket. Do we got the brackets out now?
Yeah, brackets out.
Yeah, I seen that, you know, Marquette and the Badgers, you know, got their ticket punched.
Mm-hmm. That's right, baby. It's coming.
Hey, also, I seen that a lot of the rappers now are at the White House. You know, Glorilla.
Hold on. Speaking of rappers,
Joe Biden recruiting the rappers right now to, you know,
like who?
Glorilla.
I don't even know Glorilla. Who is that?
She a rapper.
It's a girl too. I don't even know.
I guess it's time where they need to get the influence out here. So they recruit all
that,
of them.
Is that like he's
the rappers?
Is that like the meal that he served at that when he came here? Fried chicken and what else did he have?
Oh no, that's bad. The fried chicken and the catfish. I think it was like a catfish. Yeah. Oh wow,
that's the same thing. Like, what is he doing? What is he doing? Did These politicians are playing us, dude. Let me style some Jordans up. They're going to buy them.
Wouldn't that be messed up?
They like sneakers.
Wouldn't that be messed up if you got invited to see Joe Biden and he had a big thing, a big bucket of chicken waiting for you?
Right. I'm like, really?
And a little side of watermelon.
Man.
Do you sit there and eat that? Do you eat that? Like, I'm not eating it. Because it's stereotypical.
Right. I'm like, what is this?
Where the steak at? Where the potatoes? Where the steak at? Where, you know?
I don't need that either. I'm like,
you got
man,
a big bucket of KFC sitting there.
Man, you better call me and ask me what I want to eat.
Some Popeyes.
Oh, wow. Could it get worse? What else are you going to have
That's
there?
What I'm saying. Like,
peach cobbler out for dessert?
At least like get a steak dinner, like a nice big ribeye steak. And I mean, I don't even eat ribeye steak, but if I went to the White House and they had that, you know, a nice ribeye steak and some mashed potatoes and, you know, I'm going to eat that because, you know, I think that, okay, that looks presentable. But if this is like some catfish.
Don't bring me nothing that you think a black person should eat.
He went and looked on the list. He went and, you know.
Who was a consultant for that?
Who consulted that, right?
Oh, wait, you go into the black there. Oh, yeah, you got to sit down with some black people. Have some watermelon there. Make sure you have some fried chicken.
And some great Kool-Aid.
Some grits. Get some greens in there, some collard greens. Wow. Some hog mog.
And some, get that Patti LaBelle pie.
Some peach cobbler. Get the Patti LaBelle pie.
Oh, hey, wow.
That's crazy, though, when you think about it like that. It's like, really? That's what you came
right.
up with?
Right. I'm walking away. Like, anytime I go somewhere and it's a bunch of people that's, you know, not black and they want to eat and they just hand me, like, some chicken, like, some fried chicken, I'm like, what? You know, like, I don't like the stereotype. And everybody eat fried chicken, let me tell you the truth. Everybody eat it. Everybody. But it's just that when it's isolated in a certain place in a certain time, when it's done stereotypical, that's when it becomes like, okay, I got to get up and walk away from the from the situation.
Yeah, I got to let them know, too. I'm like,
yeah.
This ain't it, man. Come on. You got to do better than this.
And then they all like, and then if you don't pick up on it, they all be looking at you to see, watch you eat it. They're sitting there watching. Like,
can you imagine getting caught on an IG live just eating up the fried chicken they brought for you? Man, that's a major fail.
It is.
A major fail. I was like, you ain't catching me eating that. Get out of here.
That's crazy. Well, when we come back,
I don't even eat fried chicken anyway. So
we go have a pop culture report with Marquette Hall of Famer Tony Smith. Truth Nation.
Can we get some fried chicken catered in here, Z?
They like some greens. Right here on Tory
Lowe. Cornbread.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
This Associated Bank Sports Update on 101.7 The Truth is powered by ESPN Milwaukee. I'm Alex Delez. No Giannis, no problem for the Bucks on Sunday as Dame Lillard helped beat Kevin Durant and the Phoenix Suns 140-129 at Pfizer Forum. Dame led the way and finished with 31 points and 16 assists. The Bucks get 2 days off and pick it back up on Wednesday as they head to Boston to take on the Celtics. Tip-off scheduled 4-6:30 with coverage over on WTMJ beginning at 6. It is time for some madness as the brackets are officially out for this year's NCAA March Madness Tournament. Marquette received the 2 seed in the South Region. They are set to take on 15 seed Western Kentucky this Friday afternoon in Indianapolis. Tip-off scheduled at 1. Finally, the Badgers locked in a 5 seed in the South Region as they are set to play 12 seed James Madison Friday night in New York. Tip-off scheduled for 8:30. This sports update brought to you by Associated Bank, proudly supporting your hometown team's member, FDIC.
It's the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing tonight?
Yes.
I'd like to welcome to the stage
Tony.
Thank you.
Entertainment, current events, and trending topics. You get it all on the Culture Report with the Marquette Hall of Famer Tony Smith on the Tory Lowe Show. Here is your host, Tory Lowe.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show, DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Pop Culture Report brought to you by Marquette Hall of Famer Tony Smith in the building. Hey, Marquette.
Hey.
Marquette lost the Big East tournament, but.
We lost in the championship game, but.
In the championship game, right.
It was still still a good accomplishment just to make it there. We're missing our best player.
Right.
Big East player of the year last year. All-American this year, so
and it
your
showed.
Point guard.
And it showed.
And you're missing it. You
right.
know, when you're missing them, a player like that, you know it's going to have an effect on you. So they did good just to get to the championship game.
Right.
I would say. So I think that was a win for them in that sense. They weren't expected to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in good shape right now. Obviously, now we know Sunday the brackets came out, and they are a number two seed in the South region. Now they got to deal with in that region. Houston is the number one seed,
right?
But I'm not talking far down the line, right? I'm way ahead of myself. But as far as first game, Western Kentucky, I mean, you would think a 2-15 matchup should be pretty easy handled.
Did you fill out your bracket?
I do not do a bracket.
Where do you,
I'm terrible at
where
brackets.
Where do you think that...
Hey, listen, anybody doing brackets, don't think about it.
See, the thing with the brackets is I know the teams I follow, but then it's a whole other
Correct.
Side of the bracket that
this
I don't
is,
even know.
This is why you can't try to analyze
right.
You don't have enough data. Like, you're not in there and doing all that. So, and even the people with the data, you don't know.
Right.
Like, look at all the upsets throughout the years. Like,
I
so
agree.
I'm telling y'all right now, filling out y'all brackets, listen to your boy, T. Smith. Here's the only thing that you probably can count on is that there's going to be, from the winner usually comes from the one or, well, I think it's the one or two seeds.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they usually, but for sure, your final four should have at least one or two seeds in there. In your final four in your bracket. Now they may not win it, and there might be some outliers like we saw, I think last year. I don't know if UConn was a one or two seed. I think they weren't a one seed. I think there may have been a two seed or maybe even a three seed last year, UConn. But the point is at when you get to the final four, you're gonna have mostly what we call chalk in there, right? It's gonna be the top teams. One, two or three guaranteed almost always to be take two of those spots up. Now you're gonna have some five or six seeds will sneak in every now and then.
All the Cinderella teams make it to the Sweet 16.
Not all, but you have a lot more in there.
Teams in the Sweet 16.
Yeah. You'll get more than so. And what we've seen this year is a lot more upsets in conference tournaments. So like the Big East this season, we only got three teams in the Big Dance. We only got three in.
Mm.
Last year, I want to say it was six. So, Big East is obviously one of the bigger conferences, right?
Okay.
I mean, we have the defending champ comes from the Big East and UConn, right? They won it last year. So, the fact that they only got three in there shows you that there are a lot of automatic bids taken up by teams that weren't supposed to be in the tournament. They weren't going to make it unless they won their conference tournaments.
Mm-hmm, right.
So, now what you have is the team who actually won the conference during the season, and that conference doesn't have the automatic bid. See, the automatic bid can either come from the conference tournament, which is at the end where everybody's in, or it could come from who wins during the season. So it's one of the two. So if you get one of those conferences where not the winner of the regular season gets in automatically, it's the winner of the conference tournament who gets in, that's where you can have an extra spot taken up. So we've seen that, I think, a handful of times, which that knocks three or four teams out already who were probably on the bubble waiting to get in. And had the team who won the regular season won the conference tournament too, there would be an extra spot for some teams to get in who probably deserve to be in. Because, I mean, Providence, I'm going to tell you right now, is better than a lot of teams that are in the tournament. They're just a victim of what I just told you about.
Mm.
And, you know, some people are going to say there's a couple teams on the bubble. St. John's, another team that probably should be in and probably are better than a handful of teams that are actually did make it. But again, the way the rules go, whether it's regular season champ or tournament champ in that conference, if those aren't the same teams, then that's an extra spot taken up.
Mm. Hey, also, there is something going on in New York. The New York Civil Liberties Union filed a lawsuit against Nassau County over its ban on transgender girls and women participating on female sports teams.
Oh, no.
Here we go. The conversation is back up
what?
Again. You know, and
who wants that?
I'm a big person on people being able to, you know, have their freedoms and liberties. But when it comes to former males playing with girls, I was never big on that. I was never the person that was like, that's a great idea.
Why would you be?
It would eliminate all the records. Like that women, it would set the records in women's sports to a space where a woman could not break.
Correct. Yeah.
The records.
Right. Yeah, you can't do it. I mean, it's I'm just curious of who is like in favor of that though.
Well, Caitlyn Jenner is a big person that's standing against transgenders being a part of women's sports.
Right.
Let's listen to what's going on.
Former Olympic gold medalist throwing her support behind a ban on trans athletes in New York. Caitlyn Jenner joining officials in Nassau County today, just weeks after an executive order there forcing girls' sports teams to ban transgender athletes. County Executive Bruce Blakeman says the order is meant to protect girls from unfair competition with biological boys. The executive order defines an individual's gender as the gender they were assigned at birth. Laura Engel is live in Nassau County, New York. So, Laura, I'm curious, what is Caitlyn Jenner saying about this ban today?
You know, she had a lot to say. In fact, Caitlyn Jenner not mincing any words, speaking out on the subject, and of course, bringing with her decades of experience as a pro athlete and probably the most famous transgender woman in America to talk about the subject matter at hand, joining in on the debate and also blasting the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, who has now since ordered a cease and desist order on this ban. We want to show you this very passionate press conference that happened just about an hour ago. Jenner said she came to Nassau County to support the county executive's order, which bans sports organizations from county-run athletic facilities if they allow transgender athletes who are born male to compete on all women and all girls teams. Citing examples of her own, she said it's just not fair or safe for these athletes to be on the same playing field as females. Listen.
New Yorkers know this is wrong. America knows this is wrong. You know, I was born in Mount Kisco, New York, and I have represented our nation proudly as an Olympic champion of the world's greatest athlete. I flew here this morning to stand with Nassau County in their fight for the protection of women and girls in sports. Let's lead the way for all sports.
And just a quick recap, you know, Jenner, who is now 74 years old, won a gold medal in the decathlon at the 1976 Olympic Games, competing as Bruce Jenner before he transitioned to Caitlyn in 2015. The county executive's order is believed to be the first of its kind in the country. And while Bruce Blakeman said he could not cite specific examples of transgender athletes trying to play against women or girls in his county, he knows it's only a matter of time. He's got a lot of phone calls here, a lot of people who have
Hey, T.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. It's 2024, and we having conversations to me, ridiculous conversations when it comes to female sports. And female sports have came a long way. You know, came a long way. And to me, when I see that something like this could possibly happen, where, you know, a former male that may transition into a female can get involved in women's sports.
Biological male.
Right. Biological male. Getting involved in women's sports, I just don't see how that is logical.
It's not.
Without seeing the unfair. I don't see how you can feel that this should happen without looking at how unfair it is to women.
Yeah,
women's sports.
That's why I say though. I don't know who was like, who thought it was okay, or who's thinking like, okay, there's nothing wrong with this.
I
just don't get it. I mean,
the liberal agenda.
I don't know who it is. You think it's the liberal agenda?
Yeah, of course it's the liberal agenda. They was out here in 2020. I'm telling you, like, okay, I don't mind what you choose to do as far as personal. But when the personal affects the public in a way where you're infringing on certain things in public, then that's when I have to say,
that may
not be the right thing to do.
When you're saying liberal agenda, the only problem I have with that is, first of all, it's not a political thing. It's just it's a common sense thing. So what you're talking about, yeah. So now the politicians are going to start to use those.
Right, because the political is pushing it.
Well, I'm saying politicians are going to use it. Like, stuff isn't political.
Right.
It becomes political because the politicians will grab it. Oh, this is a hot topic. This is seems like it's getting – let's use it as a political tool.
And it's coming from the left.
Well, it's coming – well, I can see what – like, there's the agenda is not specifically anything about this topic. It's about an overall, like, okay – we want to be inclusive of these people.
Right.
We don't want them excluded. That's what that it's an overall thing.
And I will say that nobody at this point has a problem with what you choose to do with yourself.
Correct.
Like if you came in here and you had a wig on, and I think that people might ask some questions.
Right.
I think that most of the time at now in 2024, people just
right. But that's exactly what I'm saying. So you and I know like. Hey, listen, if you want to be transgender, no one cares. Go ahead.
I don't think people have a big deal with that.
Right. But my point is that's what I'm saying. When the politicians start to pick up on it, now they're going to have to be consistent throughout, right? Mm-hmm. So then they say, oh, I don't have a problem with you doing it. Now that we say, okay, I don't have a problem with, like you said, the liberals, right? Well, now we can't also say that, oh, but you can't do this.
Well, the thing
is. Because that's not a consistent message.
No. Because I'll see it like this. As Americans, we have a right to do certain things because we can choose your religion. You can choose things on your personal.
Yes.
But your personal shouldn't affect the public.
Right. I'm telling you how liberals are going to argue.
I'm saying that that's illogical because.
That's what I just said. It's illogical. I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah. I'm saying is the personal should never affect the public in
100%.
Some type of way. Yeah.
But they cannot say that because the message will then be inconsistent. They can't say, oh, I want to include this person, but I'm not going to include you in this.
Okay.
Because
that
kills their message. That's why you leave it out of politics' hands.
But
leave it out of their hands.
I always say everything we do in our community, if we talk about it, go political. Like, if you want to get a speed bump,
that's how they want to feel they get votes. People are passionate about this subject. Let's adopt it.
Hold on. Kids want to eat better lunches in school. It gets political. Okay,
right.
That's it. I mean, why don't you just put better food in the cafeteria?
Because that makes sense.
Okay.
Right. And same thing here. Like, biological male does not make sense for you to play in a biological female sport.
Right.
It doesn't make sense.
Like I said, I think that they should create their own league.
But we also have to be fair. Like you talked about the liberal side, and so their message, they want to be consistent. Now you got to go about the conservative side, like their message, right? So now they don't want that included, right?
Right.
So now, but they also care about what you're doing, like personally. Like, oh, okay, well, you know, we don't necessarily like this.
Well, you're talking about the ban on TikTok.
I don't even know about the ban on TikTok.
Okay, here we go. So what I'm saying is I think that when like I have a daughter. I have a daughter that wants to play football or track or things like that.
Yep.
They wanna be involved in. Where's
who's,
that?
Who's calling who?
I don't know. But I don't even know where that phone is. Oh, okay, here we go. Anyway, what I'm saying is when you have a daughter and you say she can be the best she can be, and you train her to compete against other girls.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
it's going to be hard for her playing against biological men.
It's almost a non. I'm already knowing if a biological male gets involved in this, she has no chance.
Right, she can't compete.
To compete, it's almost like it's almost the it's like, why did I even go through all this training for her to compete when somebody can just be entered in without even training?
Right,
and she'll have a disadvantage.
I agree. I'm with you, bro.
Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more Pop Culture Report with Tony Smith, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yeah, where you from? Talk about the trenches. I came out the trenches. I came from no roaches. I came from the riches. I'm from where they call you a red if you snitching. I came from the same damn street as the pimpers. I'm raised by them junkers. We sleep with them. Young came from that and he'll give up his kidney. But St. Laurent still trying to cease and desist it. Woo! Say, how do you keep up with me? It's my I'm straight out the trenches. Woo! Say, let go they we treating them right and we granting they wishes. Woo! I was a capo in my hood. Wait for a plat or a mention. Yeah. He can get hit with the stinching. Shot for the four, but I missed it.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show, Pop Culture Report, brought to you by Tony Smith, Marquette Hall of Famer. Tony Smith, 50 Cent posted something. Boxer Sugar Ray Leonard was sexually abused by a man in his earlier years as a boxer, by his trainer.
Yeah, yeah.
We got
not surprised.
I think we got some audio. Let's listen.
So you're getting this experience in the ring. And I know you had a lot going on in your life outside the ring. People are taking advantage of a young Ray Leonard.
Well, the most traumatic thing that ever happened to me was that I was sexually abused by a coach, Olympic coach. Because that guy,
wow,
was who I looked up to, who I trusted. That guy was my way to the Olympics, I thought. And he took advantage of that. And he did something to me that I kept in my heart. Something that I kept so long hidden from the world. I never told my mother or father. I never told my brothers or sisters. I never told my girlfriend. And I didn't come back with until I think it was 2011. I wrote a book. And it was cathartic. I mean, for me to talk about what happened to me for a man, a young man, a famous person, a boxer, a champion, all those things told me I couldn't talk about this. This was voodoo. This was no good.
Mm.
But the more I talked about it, the better I felt. Even to this day, I'm not ashamed of what happened. I'm sorry it did happen, but I've been able to help other people get by with their life.
Sugar Ray Leonard. This is one of the best boxers in boxing history, and this happened to him.
Which don't matter. He's still a kid.
Right.
Got taken advantage of by an adult.
And somebody that he trusted.
Well, that's it. And somebody, but I mean, you see that power dynamic abused,
right,
all the time? Like somebody has, whether they have money or they have
influence,
something you need, they have. And in this case, it's his way to get to where he wants to,
right,
go in that profession. We see it in acting all the time, music.
It's coming out more.
It's coming out more and more.
People,
like, these
are willing
people in
to
positions,
tell what was going on.
Yeah, people in positions of power. Like, you're not going to tell on the way there when you're, first of all, you're young. So, you know, you don't have a mature mind, right? You can't, like, process and think everything, right? You're in the moment. You think, like, man, if I want to make this record or I want to get in this business, I got to just go ahead and do this. This person is powerful.
Right.
This person has control. They could end me like right now. They could end my dreams right now.
Got all my dreams in the palm of their hand.
Right. And so then that's how you wind up getting abused. And these people, and then you're embarrassed by it, so you're not going to say nothing. I mean, can you imagine a young Sugar Ray Leonard like saying something? Oh, yeah.
Especially men, you know.
Especially. Yeah.
You know, but, I mean, to come out and say that something happened to us.
Right. By another man.
Right.
Right. Definitely not going to say that. But I mean, all of them, even women, it's an embarrassment factor. Like, you're like, embarrassment. I think a lot of times with women, too, they say that, you know, people always are jumping on, like, the women. Oh, yeah, well, she must have did something to, like,
lure
entice him to do something or something, right?
Right.
They always have that fear, like, they're going to act like it's their fault, the woman's fault.
Mm.
But, you know, U.S. Gymnastics, we saw it.
Right. With Simone Biles.
Yeah, but with a lot of them. So these people are empowered.
And it usually be people that can stop you from moving forward or have
right.
a
yeah,
certain
that's
influence.
What it is. They got something right. that you need or want, and you think that they're helping you, and then suddenly it's this, and like I say, that immature mind doesn't know what to do with the situation. You can't reconcile it in your mind. Like, man, I thought this person was someone I trusted, someone who actually cared about me and was trying to help me.
And if I say
get to
something,
my dreams.
Who won't believe me?
That's probably part of it as well. So it's wow. there's a lot of layers to it, like why it doesn't get talked about immediately or why these people aren't reported immediately. But, you know, we're starting to see it come out a little more.
Right.
It's still probably...
And the more people coming out with it, the more
probably,
people feel
still,
like
right,
they
still,
can talk about it.
Still probably 80% under the table still. Like, you know, there's probably a lot more stuff that happened that never came out.
Right.
Probably some still stuff that's happening. But the more it gets reported, hopefully the more people will come out. Because you still got these predators out there. If that's what I'm saying. If they don't get caught, they're still out there. And they've gotten away with it. What's to say they're not going to do it again?
And they hurt other people. And people are realizing if they had said something, they could have stopped other people.
Could have stopped the long line of other victims. So.
Right. All right, T. Smith, I appreciate you for coming through for the Pop Culture Report.
All right, get it popping.
I'll see you Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
All right, Truth Nation, when we come back, I got a question. I'm going to open up the lines. After the interview, I guess I'm going to open up the lines after the interview. We got an interview. We got a guest in the building, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.